This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Joining us for today's Close-Up program are Dr. Tom Kaluzinski to talk with us about his work with older adults with memory loss. With Dr. Kaluzinski is Misty Hare, a registered nurse who works as a care manager with the memory care staff. Dr. Kaluzinski, tell us a bit about memory care and the patients you serve.
Thank you, Steve, for having us join you today on Community Close-Up. Memory Care is an independent, nonprofit organization that provides services to older adults with memory-related disorders. Our mission is threefold: to provide comprehensive medical care to the older adult with memory loss, to support caregivers with education, counseling, and improved access to necessary services, and to provide community education.
How often are you in Burnsville?
Currently, we are in Burnsville one day a week on Mondays. Dr. Peggy Knoll, the founding director of Memory Care and its board of directors, recognized the need to explore ways to extend the services provided to those living in our rural mountain communities. As a nonprofit, our physician care teams work to establish strong links with other community resources. The satellite clinic in Burnsville would not be possible if it were not for the partnership with Hospice of Yancey County. They provide us the needed office space to see patients and to have caregiver conferences with those we serve. I would like to take this opportunity to publicly thank the Hospice of Yancey County staff for its support. With their help in just this past year, Memory Care is now serving twice the number of families and caregivers it had before we were able to offer the satellite clinic.
Who are the people that come to see you in Burnsville?
We see patients from the Burnsville, Spruce Pine, and Mars Hill communities. Our patients are usually over 65 years old. They have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or another common form of dementia, such as vascular dementia. Some also may have a condition called Lewy body or frontal temporal lobe dementia.
We're hearing a lot about Alzheimer's disease these days. Is it on the rise?
Alzheimer's disease is definitely on the rise, not because it is a disease that spreads from person to person. It is on the rise primarily due to our aging population. Age is one of the leading risk factors for developing Alzheimer's disease. In North Carolina, for instance, currently about 12% of our population is over the age of 65. Here in Western North Carolina, we have about 17 to 19% of our population that are over 65 years of age. So this is already a tough disease with as yet no known cure, not even a way to stop the damage once it starts happening. It is predicted to be a major public health problem over the next 20 to 30 years because of people who are in my age bracket, the baby boomers. In a short 3 years from now, the first of nearly 78 million baby boomers will turn 65. Currently, there are 5.2 million people in the United States with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. So by 2011, there will be another 500,000 more.
Thank you, Dr. Kaluzinski. You mentioned care team approach. Let's talk now with Misty. Misty, tell us a bit about your job as a memory care nurse.
Sure, Steve. Each care team is headed up by one of our staff doctors, and after a lengthy initial assessment, I work together with the family member who is closely involved with the patient's care, or sometimes this may actually just be a friend. Our goal is to arrive at a plan that best fits the patient's current living situation. We communicate to health care professionals about the needs that have been identified and coordinate further evaluations as they are needed. Our goal is to arrive at a care plan that best fits the patient and the caregiver's goals.
It sounds like there's a lot more for a caregiver to do than just make sure someone gets to their next doctor's appointment.
That is right. A helpful guide for all of us that is written for the family caregiver in mind is the book called The 36-Hour Day. The authors of this book, now in its fourth edition, hit the nail on the head with the title. The time it takes to do one's best often stretches both personal and family resources.
The book that you just mentioned is just one of the many resources we use to meet our goals. Our vision at Memory Care is to put into practice a model of care that addresses the needs of caregivers in a way that results in fewer behavioral symptoms for the person with dementia and that also supports the patient during the stages of their progressive memory loss.
If someone needs to learn more about Memory Care, how do they get in touch?
Our office number is 828-771-2219. We have a website with a lot of information and links to key resources as well. That online address is www.memorycare.org. And our program assistant can also be reached by email at office@memorycare.org.
Our guest on this edition of Close Up has been Dr. Tom Kaluzinski and Misty Hare, staff members with Memory Care. Memory Care is an independent nonprofit organization providing services to older adults with memory-related disorders. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.